This FabFM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Hello, Paul, and hello to all the listeners out there. I hope you're all fit and well.
Well, are you well? I'm COVID-free. What about yourself?
I got tested yesterday, Paul. Had a bit of a sniffle. Thought I'd do the right thing. Got the results back literally an hour ago. That says I'm COVID free. And I've got to say it's quite interesting because they swab the back of your throat, and then they see how far they can stick something up your nose. So it literally I didn't know things went that far up your nose. She made me cry. I called her a horrible woman. And she apologised for making me cry. But no, it all came back. Well, it's not that bad, people, but it did make me cry.
So it's sort of like a rubber hose up the nose.
Exactly, a rubber hose up your nose, yes.
That's
but
it.
It's quite thin cotton wool, and they do it, I've got to say, they do it very, very well. So, people out there, if you've got the slightest symptoms, go and get tested. I got up this morning, feel 100%, but, they're trying to test as many people as they can, and I think it's a really good idea to go along and get it done.
Age doesn't really matter when it comes to Mother's Day. Mums could have tech stuff given to them as a prezzy. What do you think?
Oh, I think they can. So I've chosen five things. I've put a link up on the website as well for all of these as well. So, you can take your pick on there. Just five suggestions. So first of all, noise-cancelling headphones. Now, Mum might need those at the moment if they're in isolation where they're all the kids running around and the hubby running around. She might like those noise-cancelling headphones to shut everybody out. Number two is a Fitbit watch to help Mum exercise, monitor her fitness in case she's not been getting out. No, Paul, I'm not going to make a remark about Mum might be getting a bit chunky or anything like that.
No.
They start at $98. So that's not a bad price for a Fitbit watch. The Instax digital camera. Now, that prints photos out. We remember the Polaroid, don't we, Paul?
Oh, the Polaroid. Now, this is kind of like a Polaroid. Does it use the same principle?
It does. Take a photo, prints it all out for you as well.
Do you have to shake it?
No, you don't.
Everybody, I don't know why people shook it. I don't think it did any different, did it?
No, I don't think it did any different. But we were told to shake it, so we had to wave the thing around, and then we peeled it off, and we had a photo.
Well, maybe it was the air getting to it, or something a little bit more or quicker. Maybe the air gave it a little bit of impetance.
Exactly right. So people always remember the Polaroid. Got to say, we have a few suggestive photos taken on phones today. The Polaroid people, you seem to have forgotten when that came out. One of the first things that was taken on that. So they start at $98.
Of course,
this
with
is the black label edition, Paul, so we can discuss that.
We can discuss a little bit of this. I imagine when the Polaroid came out, it was very exciting because you didn't have to take the film to the chemist. And for the chemist's assistant, particularly that lovely young lady who would go, look at this, because you could do it in the privacy of your own home.
Yeah, and I used to, many, when I left school, I worked for Coles and Coles Super.
So did I. I worked for Coles in the lolly department in Sydney.
But, well, there you go. It was in supermarkets over here. And I've got to say, a bit of a secret on there, there used to be a person on the kiosk where you used to go along and put your photos in there. If anybody came along who was reasonably attractive, everybody looked at your photos before you actually got them back. Got to say that. Just thought I'd put that one in there. So, yes.
Now, what other things? Of course, there's Facebook portal, there's Tile, there's a whole lot of good things for Mum.
There is. So the Tile is a little Bluetooth tracker, and what you do is Mum can put it on her keys, and then she's got an app on a smartphone, so she loses a key somewhere in the house or she loses them while she's out, it'll help her find it. Also put one on a bag as well to be able to go along and find it. Very, very good idea. And finally, the Facebook portal. I'm going to have a big review of that up on my site next week. It's a smart assistant, so it's got the wonderful screen on the front as well. It's got Amazon Alexa built into it. So, but also with Facebook, Mum can stay in touch with everybody on Facebook. She can make phone calls through the Facebook portal to all of her friends, her WhatsApp contacts, and she can do video calls as well. That's at $199. So nothing there is really too expensive, Paul. So that's, and links to all that are up on the website.
And of course, during this self-isolation period, so many people have been using FaceTime, they've been using Skype, etc., to correspond with their mum or their dad during this time.
Yeah, which is good. So yeah, the Facebook portal really helps. You know, I've got to say, some non-tech savvy mums out there, if you go along, set it all up for her. As well, she just literally has to go along and tap your name and she can call you or any of her friends. It's a very, very easy thing to operate.
Yep. Now, Richard Pascoe, as you know, I'm an iPhone guy. I just happen to be an iPhone. I'm not into Android, never been an Android guy, probably will never be an Android person. But you're saying there is a bit of an issue with Android, and that doesn't surprise me, by the way.
And it comes with a COVID safe app on there as well. Had numerous phone calls over this. Some people out there, and really, I'd urge listeners, download the COVID Safe app on your phone. I'll discuss a couple of other things with it. But older Android phones won't download or run the app. So on the Android operating system, go into your settings, have a look what operating system you're on. You're after Android 6 or higher. Now, we're currently at Android version 10. So if you're at a 5 or a 4, it's never going to load on there. So you're basically wasting your time trying to load it. So basically, you might need a new phone if you really want to go along and have it on your phone. On the Apple side, you need iOS 10 or higher. Now, that's from an iPhone 5S. So, you know, Android users, have a look, see if you can press the update on your operating system, see if all update, at least get you to version 6. But Paul, you know, the makers of Android phones only send updates out for probably 2 to 3 years, then no more updates. So it's a touch of forced obsolescence about them. But yep, I'd encourage you to download the COVID Safe app. One other thing I will mention, I've had people go along and saying, I want to keep turning Bluetooth off because that will save battery life. What doesn't save battery life at all, leave Bluetooth on. We need Bluetooth on to have the COVID Safe app to work.
Yes, of course, you've got to have Bluetooth on. As I mentioned, I'm not an Android person, and just another little thing with Android. You know, with the iPhone, you just go to your app store. It's very easy. But when I'm talking to people with Androids, I say, have you got an app store? And they go, no, we haven't got an app store. I don't know what I have in there. What is Android's equal to iPhone's app store?
It's the Google Play Store. So if they go to their screen and they click on Play Store, and make sure you've updated all the apps in your Play Store as well, you know, because there are always updates to do in the Play Store, and you can turn on automatic updates, but no, the Google Play Store's fine. Not a problem at all.
Terrific. We are talking with our tech guy, Richard Pascoe. We're talking with our tech guy, Richard Pascoe, on our FabFM podcast. Richard, what's this message you're talking about, saying that your disk needs repairing? It sounds like a bit of a warning bell to me.
It is, Paul. So you start your computer up and suddenly your Windows computer says your disk needs repairing and we want to repair it. So you start running through the repair and sometimes it starts, sometimes it doesn't. So sometimes you'll go through it again and it will offer to repair again. That's a real sign that your hard drive is probably damaged and dying. If that message comes up, get it to a repairer because you need to go along, save all your data on there as well, because you know if your hard drive's damaged, you might lose all your data. So get it to a repairer and make sure you get either your hard drive replaced or you might need a new computer. Normally, most repairers can just swap over hard drives. It's not that, it's a pretty easy job. And remember that 20% of hard drives can fail after the 4-year mark. And I've actually seen computers in the first year where the hard drive fails. But don't keep trying to run that repair all the time. That will make the hard drive even worse.
Good advice. Okay, we come to the end of the section, and of course we always have the crap tech product of the week. What have we got this week?
We've got Cellmate.
One through a party in the county jail.
Just to put you in the mood. Got nothing to do with cells or prison or anything like that. It's but it is very...
terrible.
No, awful. No, no. But the name...
Shocking.
But the... Wait a minute, let me get it out. Cellmate, it's a clever name for a crap app.
No, it is. Yeah, very clever name. They advertise that this new product brings the ultimate in simplicity and function to your mobile phone. Sounds all right so far, Paul, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
They say it provides hands-free operation while maintaining all the functionality and sound quality the phone can offer. Still sounds good, doesn't it, Paul?
It sounds amazing.
It is a strap that you basically put your mobile phone in, yeah, slide it over your head so your phone sits on your ear.
This whole thing is just a strap?
It's a strap. So if you can imagine your phone right now stuck to the side of your head.
All right, just hang on a second, I'll do it. Hang on a second. Oh, yeah, right.
Yep. So, you know, and it sits there all the time. They advertise you drive in the car with it strapped to the side of your head. You can answer your phone calls. They say there are no plugs or batteries to worry about. I'd be worrying about the phone strapped to the side of my head. I've got to let you know that.
Hello, hello, brain tumour.
Yeah, no loss of sound quality due to an aftermarket speaker. No, you'll hear them all right. You won't be able to shut them up. No Bluetooth signals to sync. You know what? I'd really love Bluetooth at this point. It's just your phone like you've always known it. You know what? I'd like my phone, but I don't need it strapped to the side of my head. And they say it's now hands-free. Yep, you will look like the biggest goose of all time using...
This is the black label. Why don't we say you'd look like a dickhead?
You would look like a dickhead writing this down. So, yeah, absolutely awful. They say there's no new technology add to your frustrations. You don't have to worry about pairing your phone to the headset. I worried about it being strapped to the side of my head, I've got to say. No more dropped calls when your headset battery dies. No more charging the headset. They say it's less expensive than a hands-free headset. If you want to look like a goose, Cellmate is for you.
Oh, it's dreadful. That to me, is one of the worst you've had. I mean, just for a bias strap, and it straps to, you know, the side of your head. That is totally, totally ridiculous.
Absolutely awful. But next week, Paul.
Yes?
I'm going to knock this out of the park.
Ooh, is it going to be a crap app or crap tech product?
Oh, crap tech product of the week. This is one of the best things I've ever seen.
Oh, it sounds good.
It is tremendous, Paul.
All right, yes. Terrific. Now, tell us your website for people who'd like to know that.
Head over to talktech.com.au.
Okay, we'll catch you next week. Thank you, Richard.
Look forward to it, Paul.